the U.S. President Joe Biden has called the on the governor of sorry has called the on the governor of New York to resign after an independent investigation concluded that he sexually harassed multiple women. Joe Biden's condemnation of Andrew Cuomo came hours after the state's attorney general, Letitia James, said the governor had violated state and federal laws.
I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
That's Joe Biden. Ginger Otis is a journalist in New York City. I first asked her about Andrew Cuomo and how big a figure he is in U.S. politics.
He's pretty big. He's definitely well known. Of course, in New York, he's huge. He's from a dynasty of politicos. His father was a governor. His brother's a CNN anchor, very kind of big name here in New York. And he has worked in the Democratic Party. He's 63 now. So he's worked for the Democrats in one capacity or another for most of his adult life. And he's a third-term governor. And until about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, everybody would have thought he was a shoo-in for a fourth term if he wanted it.
And now he's the subject of a report by the state attorney general. Tell us what you found.
Well, it was a very comprehensive and very clear report. And she basically said the governor has been accused of sexually harassing 11 women, which is at least three more than we had previously known about. She said the allegations to her mind were substantiated. There's not any criminal move that she can make against him, although another agency in the state may take up criminal charges against him. That's still up in the air. But it was definitely very damaging to Cuomo. It laid out a pattern of alleged behavior that has led to, across the board from Democrats, calls for him to resign.
In response, he's denied touching anyone inappropriately. He's vowed to stay in office. Let's hear a little bit more of what he had to say.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been.
How much pressure is he under to resign?
He is now under a lot, tremendous pressure, I would say, a great deal. He has denied this, the allegations. He said he did nothing improper. Everything was consensual. The problem now is that he is the titular head of the Democratic Party here in the state, but he's lost a tremendous amount of support, both downstate and in the upstate parties, but also in surrounding governorships where Democratic governors who were his allies, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, have all said on Tuesday he should resign. And even President Joe Biden, who is someone he's known for many years, has said that Cuomo needs to step down.
What if he refuses to go?
Well, he may not. He's definitely a fighter, a pugnacious politician, as one has to be to survive your entire adult career in that arena. And he may not. But the state assembly, which has been doing its own probe to possibly launching an impeachment of Cuomo, has said that it's now going to step up its investigation based off of what the Attorney General Tish James has found in her report. So they may move as quickly as within a month to impeach Cuomo. So it might come down to he gets impeached or he resigns.
And that was Ginger Otis, a journalist in New York.